Good morning. Thank you for chatting with us.
Boy, Amy, this is incredible. 30 years. Has it really been 30 years?
Apparently so.
And, you know, when this thing first started, did we ever dream that would be of this kind of magnitude here?
I don't think so. You know, I'm not the one who helped start it. You know, a group of very smart men did that, but I think it's exceeded their wildest dreams as well.
Tell me just a few of the things that are going on, Amy. I know it starts on Thursday with the fish fry, right?
Thursday night is the Fish and Fixins Buffet. That is 5:30 to 8 p.m., open to the public. It's $17 per person at the door. There's draft beer that goes along with that. And following that, we will have a DJ in this room. So music will be happening, and we'll be giving out the Fish and Wing Awards that night as well. So it's a pretty exciting evening and great kickoff to the event.
And Friday, things really get heated up here, Amy. Is this like one of the few in the country that's both Kansas City and the Memphis style judging?
It is. It's the first one in the country, and
okay.
It's the only one that has both contests going the same day. But what we do special on Friday night now is that we have a sanctioned steak cook-off.
Oh, my.
And I think that's the next big thing in competition cooking, because anyone locally can enter this as well. All you need is your small grill and some charcoal and seasoning. It's $100 to enter. We give you two ribeyes, two beautiful prime ribeyes, and you bring one of them back 2 hours later to be judged. So it's a pretty neat thing and pretty quick, you know, over that evening. And while that's happening, we'll be also having the Grand Champion Buffet here at the warehouse. That's open to the public. It's $23 per person, and it is a buffet table laden with all kinds of delicious food. Mm-hmm. And then after that, Murphy 500 will be playing until midnight. We'll have Chris Sloan playing from 5 to 7:30, then Murphy 500.
Do you have a website, a Facebook, or where do I need to go online?
We do. 17bbq.com, and you click on the cook-off button, and all of the forms are on that page so that you can download them and enter. And, of course, you can always call our office as well at 684-8902. We have some things to talk about for Saturday, too.
Yeah.
And the cutest thing that we have is the Kids Queue. It is teams of children, 8 to 12, two-person teams. And we have the grills all set up for them. And this year they're doing pork burgers. Garnish them however they want and, you know, put them in, make their turn-in box and turn them in. And it's really the future of barbecue, and it's such a great sight to see how expertly these children are working on these grills.
So this is all happening in Murfreesboro. It starts Thursday. It runs through Saturday. Don't forget, on Friday, the street dance. Chris Sloan's got some music starting at 5, and then our friends with Murphy 500. And just out of the curiosity here, I know you probably still have some teams getting into the competition, but about how many teams are you expecting this year, Amy?
Well, right now we have 74 teams, and there are always a few last-minute people. So I would say in the 70s, and that is actually the perfect size.
It's so cool, and I just wish, like, the whole world. Amy, I feel like if we could have the whole world's leaders somehow come to Murfreesboro this weekend, I think we'd have a much more, you know, lovable, peaceful planet. What do you think?
I think so, too. World peace through barbecue. I've seen it happen. Well, you know, Murfreesboro is the official barbecue capital of Illinois.
Woo!
And that is a resolution passed by our state legislature. It's the only thing I can think of that they have all agreed upon.
You know, I mean, come on. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. We all love 17th Street, and we all love good barbecue. Get to Murfreesboro this weekend for the barbecue cook-offs, the 30th annual, and come see Amy and Mike and the whole gang with 17th Street. It'll be a fun time. And Amy, thank you again.
Thank you so much for helping us spread the word. It takes a village, and the surrounding region here is our village, and they're lifting us up all the time, and we're so grateful for that.